Knami. We take out the money now to give the daughters until they come up begeris. For Yashar, the leftover money, Labonim and Echnami, that's how it goes back to the boys. So in other words, the girls don't get everything. They only take off them as long as how much they need until they come up begeris. And the leftover money, even though it's not enough to feed the boys until they become older, like Koponim, what's the Yashar, the boys take. All right, a turnover. Well, it says Pshita, that Merubin v'nismartu. Let's say when the father died, right away there was a lot of property. But then after he died v'nismartu, something happened to the property, he got ruined, and it's not worth so much anymore. So kvazoch ben Yoshim. In such a case, the sons have a din Yerusha ready. As soon as the father died, right then, since there was a lot of property then, it was worth a lot then, so it's chal din that the sons Yashin, and the daughters, they only get mezonos. What about the opposite way? When the father first died, it wasn't worth so much. Then a month later, the property became worth more. My, what's the locha? B'reshus Yorshin Kaimu. Do we look at it right now, since it's worth much more, the property is b'reshus to the kids? Hilkach, my, so the more says, b'reshus Yorshin Kaimu. Hilkach, b'reshus, is once for Hilkach, b'reshus Yorshin Shabuach. Like, gefort, the bonim, midiraisa, they're the ones that Yorshin. So we look as if this field was but in them, and in their property got worth more, so they have a right to keep it. Or do we maybe know, Saluke Misalke Yorshim Yocho, that since there's a takana, that when the husband died, when the father died, there wasn't that much property, so at that time the din was that the daughters take it for their panoso, and the boys get nothing. So we look as if the boys are Misalik, they're taken away completely, they're not Yorshim at all. So the money is like, this money is set aside now only for the daughters. So therefore, if it gets worth more, it's considered like their money got worth more. So in Echnami, the sons would lose out, they won't get. That's the Shaila. So Moshe Toshim are coming here. The Yom Rabbas Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Yisai Min Shekodmu, O Mokru, B'nechos Muatim, Masha Mokru Mokru. Yisai Min Shekodmu, O Mokru, B'nechos Muatim. Yisai Min that went fast, and they sold the property when the father died and only had a little bit of property left over. Even though really the daughters are supposed to take it, the boys went first and sold it. What they sold is sold. So what do you see? That it's always called Rishus of the Ben. That means the rights of the son Yashin is called in his Rishus. It's only if there's a small amount left over, there's a din that the son has to give it to their sisters, they should be fed from it. But if the sons don't want to listen, and they went and sold it to somebody else, Mashu also. So what we see is considered like it's Rishus HaBen. Therefore, here it got worth more money. Avad the Ben keeps it. It's called his property. Became worth more. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiya came with Rabbi Avua. For Koboi min Ayef Mashallah like this. Al Menosoi Mao Shetamayit bin Nechosim. Again, the father died, left over boys and girls and the Almona. Now we know the Loch is the Almona also gets fed from this property. So do we first consider the Almona has to be fed? And then now see how much money is left over. And then there won't be enough for the boys and girls, so then only the boys get it. Only the girls get it. Or maybe, no, we don't look at the Amona. We look first at how much money was left over. If there's enough money there to support the girls, so then it's called Yerusha goes to the boys then, and the girls get fed. We don't consider the Amona's money. That's Shalom. Ma'usha Tamayat bin Chosin. Mi Yarmina, do we say, Kivun Yislam Zaino, since the Amona has a right to be fed here also, Mamaito, we have to consider her. And since she's part of the consideration here, first we have to see if there's enough money to pay her, and then if there's only enough money to pay the daughters, so be considered nechasim muatim, that the boys won't get anything. Oidilma maybe know, kivon dilu, minasvo, since if this amana would remarry, leslo, she doesn't receive any more panosa, hashtanami leslo, we consider right now as if she's not here, and therefore we look only upon the sons and daughters, and we don't look at the mother. Imtisla, you want to tell me, Kivin Lilu Manasa, since she would get married. Lesla, she doesn't receive anything. Sash to Nami Lesla, also now, also look as if she doesn't have anything. What's going to be Bas Ishtoi? Mahu. What's going to be the daughter of your wife? Shetamayat Finachosim. In other words, it wasn't your daughter. You remarried a wife that had a daughter from before. And there's a tonight Suba, you have to feed her also. So such a daughter, Mahu Shetamayat Finachosim. Mir mina do we say kivun the chiminasva nami islo, even when she remarries, still she gets fed. Mamaito, then we have to take her in consideration first. Or Dilma Kivun Dilu Meisir, she would die. Lest she doesn't receive anything. Because you only have to feed her cold man she's alive, not when she dies. Her Yoshim don't receive anything. Vim Tim Tzaloi Makivun Dilu Meisir, she will die. Lest she doesn't receive anything. Therefore, we don't care about her first. We only look about the boys and girls first. What's going to be when the father died, he owed somebody else money? So we take that in consideration first, and then to see what's left over or no. Look at the money right now. Mamayit, that they always have a right to collect. No, since the Baal Chayv did not collect the money yet, the money is still called by the father. So when the father dies, we consider the Yerusha right now. So we have to look about how much money is left over right now. That was the Shaila. And Viki from the boy Lolidik, someone shout the other way, the Gisa.
They started the first test, Baal Chayv Mahoshimayit. If the father owed somebody money, do we take away him in consideration first? Then the Shaila was Mahoshimayit Ben Chosim. Then Bas.